Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you, including the body of work that Eva Rosenberg is our guest this half hour, that she's deposited with us over the years. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the tax mama. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find the most robust website on the planet concerning small business tax issues. And she's our good friend Eva. Thanks for hanging out with us. Can we give away a book now?
We can. We can give away Small Business Taxes Made Easy to the first person that's going to call in.
We don't let people call in.
They can email.
Okay. How about if they email us?
Okay, first person that emails in right now.
Give them your email address if you want to.
Well, tell you what. Why don't you text me at Twitter?
There you go.
Twitter.com/taxmama. Sign up for the next person who signs up for my Twitter account and sends me a tweet saying you heard me on Jim Blasingame.
I like that idea.
Yes, is going to get Small Business Taxes Made Easy. I'll reply and get your address.
Right.
And you're going to get a copy of TurboTax Deluxe Online as well.
How about that?
Yes.
So let's go to twitter.com/taxmama. And be the first one to do it right now, folks. Now, keep listening. Don't stop listening. Thank you for that, Eva. I appreciate that very much. Boy, things have changed, haven't they? Here we're tweeting stuff like this. Hey, Carolyn, I keep calling you. I've had such a
Tax
great visit.
Tax Mama, there
Tax
you go.
Tax Mama. Eva, let's talk about travel expenses.
They are so deeply abused by people who don't know how to do them right, and there are such great ways to take advantage of travel and really maximize them if you know what you're doing. People are getting in trouble. One, you're not keeping records. You've got to keep records of where you're going.
I don't like records.
Well, get gold ones.
It's too much like homework.
It is like homework. And you know what? It pays. Homework doesn't pay. This does. You can always get a tax minimizer, taxminimizer.com, and use that to track everything.
How's that work?
Each month. Just carry the envelope with you for the month, for your mileage, and for your travel. There are two different envelopes.
Right.
Keep a pad of stickies and write your notes in there for cash receipts. Stick the actual receipts of anything you get in the envelope, and you're good. But if you plan your travel right, and you plan it around places you really would like to visit, your business travel, you can turn a family vacation into a business trip by finding a trade show or a workshop or a seminar and go to the place you like. It could even be on a cruise ship. It could be fun.
Well, that's exactly right. So how much of that let's say that you take the kids to Disney World, And part of what you're doing down there is you're going to a half day seminar that is essential. It's important to your business. So you drop into a half day seminar. How much of that trip can you write off because of that?
Well, let's say that your kids actually work for your business and they actually have a function, because there's no reason when your kids are old enough they shouldn't be involved in your business.
Right.
For instance,
so you got teenagers,
the IRS,
right? Let's say you got teenagers.
Even 10-year-olds can run a computer better than I can.
Right.
But look at this. IRS has a tax forum in Orlando this summer. If you're a tax professional, for instance, you could go there, and if your family's involved with your business, you can probably write the whole thing off if you're going to the workshop and then, spending your evening.
Yeah, when you say the whole thing, you're talking about the trip down there, the travel down there, and the accommodations. You can't write off going to see Mickey.
Can't write off going to see Mickey.
Yeah.
No. But
the entertainment part of the trip can't be written off, but the getting there and the hanging out, the staying there, at least part, if not all, that can be written off.
Yeah, if your family isn't involved with you, then their travel expenses won't be picked up.
But if they ride in the car with you,
yes,
it does, right?
They're riding in the car,
right?
Not their airfare,
but yeah,
the hotel room that you're sharing with your spouse,
right,
is fully deductible,
right?
You know, in your meals, not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and if you're setting up like a business event, for instance, I always have a party for all of my Tax Mama readers and students. Like last year, we did it at the House
right.
of Blues.
Right.
If you turn the event at Disneyland or Disney World into a business event, then you write that off as well.
Right, right. So now if you go down there and work from there, that doesn't
mm-hmm.
count, right? It doesn't count if you actually set up shop there, right? That's not the reason you went there. You just worked
well,
while you were there.
Well, you could work.
Yeah, but I mean,
sure,
if you work, can you write that off too?
Yeah.
In other words, you don't have to go to a local event or gathering to write it off.
No, you can go down there to see clients.
Okay. All right. So yeah, but I mean, you
so
can,
if, I say,
okay.
if you want to go to Holland. Start doing some advance work to try to make contacts in Holland, get business appointments, and you know what happens when you do this? You actually get business. You sell something.
Exactly. Imagine.
What
it's amazing.
A bunch of fallout.
Right. But on the travel part, though, you got to keep records, and otherwise you're going to get gigged, right?
You are. And, you know, you really have to put down a log of what you're doing, how much time you're spending on business, versus personal. If you're out of the country,
right,
if most of your time is on business, the whole trip will be written off. If not, you'll only be able to write off certain days. And in Small Business
right.
Taxes Made Easy, there's a chapter on business expenses, and I explain how to turn your travel, your international travel as well, into a deductible
Check
experience.
It out. TaxMama.com. Quick break, 10 till. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.